The Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival is celebrating its 27th season. That is very, very cool. How many arts organizations can say they've celebrated their 27th season? They have three shows, including The Three Musketeers, All's Well That Ends Well, and King Lear by William Shakespeare, directed by Terrence O'Brien, who happens to be the festival's founding artistic director. He joins us this morning. Terry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Of course, King Lear, Shakespeare's masterpiece about an aging king's attempt to divide his kingdom between his three daughters. Deceived and misplaced affection and flattery, the king makes a series of terrible decisions, tearing his family and kingdom apart, and is pushed to the brink of madness. Stephen Paul Johnson plays Lear in this production, and he joins us this morning as well. Stephen, thank you very much.
Very
nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And Jason O'Connell is with us. He's doing double duty in both Lear and All's Well, and it's a great pleasure to have you join us.
Glad to be back.
Thank you very much for coming back. So this is a lot of work. I think we've talked about this in the past. By the way, according to my records, this is your 12th appearance on our program.
That's great.
Nice.
Very nice. For a 14-year-old show, or 13-year-old, that's not bad. So you come in, and you do three shows a season, and you do them in rep, right?
Right. I think it's kind of unusual in that we have a single acting company of around 20, 21 people, and we rehearse three projects in the city at the same time in two different studios. And so the actors go from, you know, what they call Comedyville to Tragedyland back and forth. And they'll be rehearsing one project for an hour and a half and then go over to another studio and rehearse that project for an hour and a half or 2 hours. And then we bring the projects up to Boscobel and Garrison in mid-June, actually in early June, and start performing in mid-June. It's quite exciting for all the actors to be able to play multiple parts, and for the audience to be able to see actors doing very, very different parts on alternating nights.
Is that the way you've always done it from the beginning?
No, we didn't. We started out doing one show at a time, and then after about 8 years, we began to do two shows, and we would do one first, and then once that show was open, we would start working on the second show, so the season was sort of split in half. And we found that doing opening with two shows gave our audience a chance to sort of get word of mouth out about both the projects, and then eventually we moved to three projects.
And Boscobel has been a part of the equation since?
Since the second year, yeah. We've been there for a long time, and it's really kind of a great, it's like a great symbiosis. We have this extraordinarily beautiful environment, which we is our backdrop, and consequently we don't use a scenic designer. We have we have what we call a great scenic designer. And then for Boscobel, I think we bring a lot of people into their environment that wouldn't otherwise go there.
It is, so doing the three shows, what is that? I mean, you're directing one of them and then sort of overseeing everything else. So what is it like to, because it is a juggling act.
It kind of is. I mean, I think the fact that the shows complement each other is a great thing, because it gives different, it allows different kinds of energy to be expressed, and it allows the audience to see us in a range of different kinds of, you know, expression activities. Mostly, though, it's fun. You know, the hours are long, the weather can be hot sometimes, but really, it's really just my favorite time of year.
Yeah, it's pretty perfect. Jason, you're in two other productions.
Mm-hmm. Lear and All's Well.
So do you do, is it like more heavy lifting in one and not so much in the other, or is it equal, or how does that?
Some years it's like that. You feel like one kind of takes, not precedent, but you have more of a workload. This one, the roles that I play, Kent in King Lear and Parolus in All's Well That Ends Well, they're really kind of evenly split in terms of the workload. But what's really fascinating, and speaks to what Terry was saying, is how well they complement each other, how different my role is in each of the shows. In King Lear, I am the most loyal and noble character you can imagine. My whole, everything that I do is about serving the character of King Lear and putting him and others above myself, whereas in All's Well, I play kind of a scurrilous, kind of cowardly character who passes himself off as brave and who acts like he's working for the greater good, but he's really all about himself. And so it's really fun. And both characters have a lot of humor, and both characters have a lot of pathos. And it's really, It's a pleasure to work on them both.
This question comes out of nothing more than curiosity, mm-hmm. but when it comes to that decision to play both, is it a decision or is it a
it's a decision for Terry O'Brien, okay. Who casts me.
So I mean, do you say that? It's begging on my part. I beg a little bit.
Okay, that's what I'm interested in.
So I mean, do you know that like that is what is going to work best, or do you look and say, oh, this is the season I'd like to do this. This would work for me, and because it's a company that's been around for a long time. Yeah, how does that work?
I think it's kind of both. It's sort of like a constant ongoing negotiation. You know, we see certain people in the
that
company.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Still ongoing. I'm still not sure. What I'm trying to lobby you for Steve's
for
part.
Next year, yeah.
It was interesting vis-a-vis that originally, I think, Terry had in mind that I would just be playing King Lear, and then Chris Edwards, who directs Three Musketeers, was interested in me for Cardinal Richelieu, and they said, would you be up to doing the other role in addition to Lear? Because Lear's a pretty demanding part, but I said yes because it's so such a refreshing change of pace. I actually think alternating between the two characters buoys me up and mm-hmm. refreshes me. It's the variety. It's the spice of life, I guess. Mm. The shows are so different in character and quality, tone. Three Musketeers is a swashbuckling, rollicking comedy. And Lear is a tragedy, but it's also got some unexpectedly funny moments in it.
And I think that, of course, Terry, speaks to the versatility of the company, that having people in those multiple roles shows off what you can do.
Right. Well, I think it shows off what they can do. I mean, I think that...
Oh, take credit for it.
I think that, you know, I mean, particularly in the theater, I think that people who... One of the characteristics of people who work in the theater is that they like the fact that they can play a whole variety of roles. And you're much less inclined, I think, in the theater to be stereotyped or typecast than you are in movies or television. And so people who are in the theater, I think, pride themselves on and work on being able to play a wide range of characters. And for us, that's to our great benefit. And I think the more variety of work that I can give to people, the greater that improves their ability to do those things. And so, I think it's all to our benefit.
You think of roles though, like King Lear, that when you get off, I mean, that when you get off stage at the end of the show, I mean, it's got to be exhausting. I mean, that's a workout and a half.
You feel like you've earned your paycheck for that night, for sure. Yeah,
the huge, amazingly large paycheck that you get as an actor working in an outdoor shoot.
Sorry, yes. Didn't mean to laugh.
I expected you to. I don't. I think everyone knows, but. I mean, it is. It's a lot. I mean, do you think about that? Yes. I mean, we think you want to be in that role. You want to be in the central role. But by the same token, do you think about what it commitment it is?
Try not to think about how daunting it is, because then you'll be daunted. But somebody once told me the best way to eat an elephant was one bite at a time, and that's kind of the advice I follow. I don't think about the whole mountain that I have to climb. I just think about the next step I have to take. So in the beginning of the play, I think about, oh boy, I'm going to divide my kingdom, and I'm going to have a great retirement, and I'm going to marry my favorite daughter off, and everything's going to be great. And I don't think ahead, really, beyond that, or try not to.
And Terry, as far as challenges in directing a show like King Lear?
I think I 2 years ago I did Hamlet, and I sort of thought that was a huge challenge, and then I looked at this play as a huge challenge, and I think what the challenge was much more vague when it was still on paper. Actually doing it made it much more apparent as to what the challenges were. And while on the one hand, I think Hamlet is a more of an intellectual challenge, King Lear is a much more emotional challenge. King Lear is a very emotional play. There's a huge range of feeling. There are some moments of incredible pathos and moving moments of discovery. And then there are also some very funny and very kind of not silly is not the right word, but unpredictable moments of comedy. And to sort of live with all of those and make and try to make all those things come to life is you know, given a limited time frame, is that was that I, to me was the big challenge. But as Steve says, when you you know we always I think try to just go back to the script and look really carefully at the script and not try to add anything to it, but just to try to distill and simplify, and it, you end up, as he said, taking one bite at a time. And when you do that, I think it then you end up with something that's much larger than I originally would have expected.
I look at your schedule and you've got you got something going pretty much every night.
Right. We're 7 nights a week now.
Yeah. Well, that's great / insane.
Yeah, it is. It is. We figured out a way based on the way we cast people and the way we schedule that everybody gets their day off. And, you know, but it also allows us to play because we're outdoors and because we sort of our season ends at Labor Day, we have no room to expand. And so we finally expanded into Monday nights, which was the last night of the week that we hadn't performed in. And with some trepidation thought, oh, well, maybe we'll sell tickets on Monday. And now Monday, Monday is selling tickets as well as every other night of the week. So we sell more of a greater percentage of our tickets probably than most theater companies. I think it's accurate to say that we have a very loyal audience and people who keep coming back and have come back for years.
And you've added the in process idea too in the last 2 or 3 years.
Right.
What process?
We have a second stage project that Steve's talking about, and what I wanted to do was do something in which because we mostly do Shakespeare or classical theater, I wanted to do something where we could show our actor skills, show things that our actors can do that our audience isn't used to seeing them. You know, contemporary drama, even music, or one of them sort of did his take on what it would be like to be a late night talk show host. And we do this at a small theater called The Depot that's about 5 minutes down the road from Boscobel. And it's sort of a place to do experimentation and incubate new projects.
And you... So even at the end of the summer, then the day job for you is something else, or is it still always working on this for the next summer?
Well, we've HVSF is now we have two projects that happen in the fall. Jason, even though we don't say this, Jason resurrects Edgar Allan Poe from the grave, and he appears and reads his writing, and then takes questions from the audience, and that happens usually around Halloween, and then we do our four-handed adaptation of A Christmas Carol that happens in late November and December.
So that keeps you going.
It does, yeah.
You can find out about the productions of the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival by going to hvshakespeare.org, hvshakespeare.org. Again, it's their 27th season. Wonderful things going on. The Three Musketeers, All's Well That Ends Well, and King Lear. Terry, Steve, Jason, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you all here.
Thanks,
congratulations on your great work. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.